Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words to them seemed an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. So as you just heard, early that first Easter morning, the women went to the tomb to finish preparing properly Jesus' body for burial. And as they neared the tomb, they must have been concerned that the stone covering the entrance had been rolled away. And then when they entered the tomb, they were certainly puzzled at the absence of the body. Then they were frightened by the sudden appearance of two men, presumably angels, given their dazzling appearance, who asked them an important question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Do we hear promise in that statement? Jesus is alive! Where shall we look for Jesus? The angels gave the women a hint. Remember how he told you? And the women remembered all that Jesus told them. Quickly, they went to tell the other disciples. But they weren't believed. Peter was filled with hope. And he moved faster than an expectant father upon learning that his wife's water has broken and the baby is on the way, and he saw for himself that the tomb was empty. Luke tells us he was amazed. I'm certain he was filled with hope. Peter, that stumbling Peter, who gets the right answers for the wrong reasons, is finally completing his own transformation and experiencing his own powerful conversion. Just before the passage we heard this afternoon from Acts, Peter has a vision where three times unclean food floats down from heaven and he is asked to eat it. And each time Peter protests that he has been an observant Jew and that unclean foods have never passed his lips. Yet a heavenly voice insists that he eat it, for what God has made cannot be unclean. Just as the vision ends, three men from a righteous Gentile named Cornelius ask Peter to come to their household and tell them what he might have to say. And Peter went. Upon arriving, understanding finally dawns on Peter. In simple, declarative sentences, he affirms that God's grace is available to all people through Jesus Christ. He then presents a simple witness of what Jesus did in life, all the good works, his words of peace to the Israelites, how he was put to death, and how Jesus was able to eat and drink with some after he was raised, and how all who believe in him receive forgiveness of sins through his name. This is a remarkable change in Peter. He can now see how Jesus fulfills the words of the prophets. He can now see that God has always meant to include the entire world into his loving embrace. He now knows that God does not mean for there ever to be divisions between people. And it has to be a true statement that Gentiles like Jews sin. Therefore, Gentiles like Jews are offered salvation. And Peter understands that this has profound implications for the social order. In 1 Peter, we read that Gentiles are now God's people, and as such, all have become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. So where do we look for Jesus? Certainly, we look for Jesus in the pages of Scripture, learning from his example and trying to follow it. However, we don't stop there. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is alive in all of us. We look for Jesus in our encounters with those who aren't like us. We consciously check ourselves as our internal dialogue tells us we're encountering a foreigner or a stranger or someone who we think of as other. And as we do so, we reflect on how the one Lord of all erased all divisions with his death on a cross and in his resurrection. And we allow that realization to change us and to open our minds and our hearts. We find Jesus each time we engage in active, reconciling peace. Within our collective memory, many of us can recall the works of Mahatma Gandhi in the collapse of apartheid and in the falling of the Berlin Wall. In his book, He Has Risen, the monk Thomas Merton tells us that we will find Jesus when we experience resurrection in our own lives and follow Jesus by expressing the power of love through our encounter. We can certainly hope that we all experience resurrection when this pandemic recedes from memory. An encounter with another means that we're interested in and are willing to become involved in the other's story. Through Christ, we are led into a new future which we build for one another, that we call the kingdom of God. And we find the resurrected Christ in ourselves by giving room for the Holy Spirit to work in us. We find Jesus in the meal that we're about to share. And Christ is present with us right now in this worshiping body, equipping us always and every day to be his disciples. Together, we share the good news that cruelty, evil, and sin do not have the last word. And for this reason, I'm slightly altering our order of worship because at Easter, Christ has vanquished sin. Therefore, we have no need to confess. We are absolved. My friends, love wins. Love has the last word. And we joyfully proclaim that each of us is beloved in God, and together we are changing the world for the better, one person at a time. We find Jesus in our life-giving activity. My brothers and sisters, alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.